Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen and Overy Pensions Team. It's Monday the 13th of July. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, these are the key headlines you need to know from the last 7 days. The Chancellor's summer statement did not include any major pensions-related announcements. As part of the package of measures aimed at supporting jobs, statutory minimum auto-enrolment contributions will be payable under the Kickstart scheme. More details are in the full version of What's New This Week. We reported previously on the Corporate Insolvency and Governance Act becoming law. New regulations have now come into force that enable the PPF to exercise voting and other rights that would otherwise be exercisable by scheme trustees, where there's a moratorium or where a restructuring plan is proposed. In other news, the PPF has announced that it may allow a longer interest-free period for payment of levy invoices where there are payment difficulties caused by COVID-19. And in relation to the pensions dashboard, a call for input on data standards has been published. The full version of What's New This Week will be available later today by email or at www.allenovery.com.